Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One, a two, a one, two.
Hello, good evening, and welcome.
Hello.
It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took more time than we thought that it might do. Will thought it would take a fortnight or two.
What?
Joe said, I don't know.
Yes.
They got really flustered, because we're in the studio. Oh, we're in a recording studio.
It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast.
It's the Horn Section Podcast.
It's the Horn Section Podcast.
Hello.
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 Well done, everybody. Watcher, and welcome to the Horn Section Podcast, one of the world's podcasts. Well, what is the Horn Section Podcast? Ben, please tell everyone, under a bed of incredibly beautiful music from the bassist, tell everyone what the aim of the podcast is, how it's made, and then elaborate about our five-year plan.
The podcast is some beautiful, some sad music, some wonderful music, put alongside comedy...
Alongside comedy.
Intertwined. Our aim is to make it as funny and as happy and as lovely as possible.
And profitable.
Profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Some money would be nice.
Oh, yes.
Five-year plan.
Five-year plan.
Carry on doing this.
Until...
5 years are up.
One of us...
dies.
Good, thank you. Okay. Well, it's a nice start. Is everyone all right?
Yes, thanks.
Joe, how are you feeling now?
Good, yeah.
And you've written a song to help people learn a language, is that right?
Yeah.
Great. How long does it take you to write this?
Honestly?
No.
Dishonestly?
Yes, please.
Okay. About a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Here we go. So this is, with the help of music, you at home can learn a language.
One, two, three.
Papagoya, Laurel, Nanorai.
Listen carefully.
Papigali.
Repeat it if you can.
Nanira, Papagalis.
It should all be going in.
Papugali.
And here comes the translation.
Parrot. Parrot.
Okay, there's the English. So you've learned the word for...
Parrot.
Which could well come in useful.
Parrot.
I think he's finished. Yeah, he's finished there. So, quite a few languages there, Joe.
Yep, nine, I think.
Nine languages.
Yeah.
It's a comprehensive
course.
You've got a choice.
Yep, choose your language and learn it.
Who's ready for a guest?
Woo! Yes, please.
Okay, well, we have, as always, a special one-person guest audience here with the Horn Section Podcast. And today, it's Mr. Greg Davis. It's Greg Davis! There he is. He came down the steps very nicely. Very, very graceful. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
I'm Alex. This is the band.
Yes, I know who you are. And I have met the band twice.
Some of this will be for the listener.
Yeah.
What I thought we'd do, I'm going to explain how I know you to the listener.
Okay.
With a song, obviously. So briefly, for the listener, there's a TV show called Taskmaster on Dave, in which I'm your assistant.
Yes.
So what I did to write the lyrics for your introduction song, I typed Alex Horn assists Greg Davis into Google.
Yeah.
And I found quite a lot of smut. Lovingly written smut. So we're going to sing some of the smut, if that's all right.
Smut about us?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Hardcore smut.
I mean, I would have bet my life that we would not be anyone's fantasy.
We're in somebody called Sashata Karu's fantasy. Ah. She's written, or he's written, many, many poems about us. This one is called Feast.
Wow.
Wow.
This is exciting.
That is a genuinely unexpected start to this podcast for me.
I have slightly abridged it. If you want to look this up on the internet, do. I had to get rid of some of the really awful bits.
Wow.
Don't read it yet. Try to keep...
I read one sentence.
Yeah.
And I already feel... disorientated.
It starts with just one last thing.
Oh.
It's a weird start, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's lots before this.
Mm.
God. I'll imagine. Just imagine what's gone on before this.
I'm very excited. Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two, three.
Just one last thing. On Christmas night, his master called him to his bed to tie him well, to bind him tight, to give his boy one final gift.
Alex, my boy,
his master said,
I'm very pleased with your fine work. You have obeyed my commands and done your job just like I taught.
Now Alex was not prepared to hear such wondrous praise from his master, and it made him cry in spite of his desire not to get upset. So thank you, master, for your kind words. I always try to do my best.
And for that, my boy, you will have now a great reward for all you've done.
And so Alex was silent then, with his hot mouth over his... Alex did gasp, Alex did pull against his bonds. 'Twas such a thrill, so it was that it did last. His master's mouth devoured him whole. For so very long it went on, Alex was sure he could not last. His master was so very hungry for his... Now Alex could tell, but then Alex was so needy. His master's hands touching him so very gently, very softly, making him so very aroused. It lasted now until Alex gasping loudly, crying softly. His master's mouth, a feast for him, enjoyed with love. His master then unbound his boy, and then all there was just sweet love, gentle cuddles and soft kisses.
A gift for you, my special boy. I'll you soon. Sorry. To give you pain.
Oh! Thank you, sir. You are too kind to give me such wondrous pleasures.
The pleasure's mine, my darling boy. For Christmas night, I'll feast on you.
For Christmas night, I'll feast on you. Everyone, it's for Christmas night, I'll feast on you.
For Christmas night, I'll feast on you. For Christmas night, I'll feast on you. For Christmas night, I'll feast on you.
That's our relationship.
Well, yeah, I mean... It's sort of fascinating, isn't it? Because it's clearly by someone who's deranged. And there's not even an attempt to rhyme. That's what fascinates me.
It's quite confusing,
me.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So the plot is, it's Christmas...
Christmas night.
It's Christmas night, and after the appropriate amount of years, I've decided that I'm going to perform oral sex on you for Christmas.
I'm not sure who's performing on who, but yeah, I think you are doing it on me.
I think I'm feasting on you. For Christmas night, I'm feasting on you.
And I'm trying not to make it over and too quickly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold on.
Yeah.
I don't want to get upset. You can keep the lyrics if you want.
No, I don't need to, because all I need to do is to remember any words. Because this is a jumble of words with a through line of me performing oral sex on you.
There's a lot more out there.
That's and yet,
the tip of the iceberg.
And yet your face seems quite bright with it all.
Part of me was pleased.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay, stop the music. Everyone all right? Everyone feel okay now?
A bit sick.
Yeah, a bit sick.
A little bit sick.
It's traditionally quite a clean podcast, this, isn't it? And you've invited me on and you've opened with a badly written song about me sucking your penis, as far as I can work out.
I didn't know it was about that.
Oh, never go to bed too late. Never put your hat on straight. Never rush or sprint or dash or hurtle. Always chat to Emma. Always smile with Emma Corbett. She's a cracking lady, also known as Turtle.
Well, you play guitar, Greg. Obviously, we all know that. You're very professional. You play all the chords.
I can play six chords.
Yes, yeah. All the chords. How many guitars do you have?
Two.
And you've got a tiny drum machine?
Set. Electronic drum kit.
Machine?
No.
It's
a kit.
Okay.
I can play the drums as well.
Well, in a previous podcast, we had Tim Vine on, and we had a little game where I shut my eyes and he snuck around and played an instrument with the band, and I had to guess what instrument he was playing. Would you like to try that? So it could be any instrument. We know you play the drum set.
Yeah.
And the guitar, obviously.
Yeah.
But you might be able to have a little tinkle on the piano. He might be doing a double bluff.
I'm sorry. So I'm going to go to one instrument and start playing it.
Yeah, with the band. The band will play.
Yeah,
and so I'll have to see if I can isolate which one you're playing.
Oh, all right then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I'm now going to shut my eyes and you can wander around. Probably worth covering the noise of the graceful man. So whenever you're ready, one of the musicians could give me a nod somehow. Just to say that when Tim Vine did this, he nailed it, and I got it wrong twice. Ed, is he, or Will even, is he near an instrument?
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, in your own time, I'm ready to find Greg. Dear. Okay, well, I mean, the drums sound good. Could that be Greg? I'm going to rule out the trumpet now. Can I lose the trumpet, please? And can I lose the bass guitar? And can I lose the keyboard? Okay, so guitar or drums? Greg Davis is playing the drums! Yeah! Good!
Really good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Should I?
Yeah. Well, you can stay there for a bit if you want, but that was
very good.
No,
very good.
Yeah, well
better
done.
Than Al Murray, that wasn't it?
Thank you very much.
Much better than Al Murray. You can have a little rest now because it's time to go back to the language classroom. And Joe Auckland, I don't know if you heard earlier on in the podcast, he's teaching us a language, several languages actually. It turned out. So, have we got another lesson?
Yeah, time to learn a language.
Okay. This feature will
a whole
run
language.
Here we go.
One. Whole language.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. One, two, three, four. Magmanika Luga.
Maybe Greek there.
Mohominak.
Thai, I think.
Vien Wallis Munga Tsetsetes.
Welsh or Romanian? I'm trying to remember all them. And the translation is coming now.
Monk, monk, monk.
Monk, is it?
Monk, monk.
There we go. So you've learned the word monk in
monk, monk,
over eight languages.
Monk, monk, monk.
Should build up your vocabulary.
Monk, monk.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you,
You're
Joe.
You're welcome.
You feel like we're learning all the languages. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long. It's long. What was the language?
Good question. What was the language?
I think Dutch, Romanian, Welsh. Lithuanian? Oh, I can't remember actually.
Are you saying monk in all those? I thought monk was just incredibly long in one particular language.
That would have been a better joke.
It'd be
yeah.
funnier, wouldn't
it? No, different joke.
We might be a variation on the joke.
Yeah, no, it could be a variation for later on. But no, but we're going to do that same joke again later on, exactly the same.
The one that I've just said.
No, we'll stick with ours.
I was fully expecting to see that joke again.
Yeah, you will. You'll hear that again. Yeah.
It's not exactly the same because next time it will be cauliflower.
Different word. Yeah. But we won't keep that hidden. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well. So if you want to feature in the podcast, do go to Patreon, where you can donate some money as little as $1 a month, as much as $1 million a month. The more you give, the more of a mention you'll get. We'll make you little dingles or long songs. Just let us know what you want and we'll do it. You can also buy our album on Bandcamp. And thank you for any contributions. Also, you don't have to do anything. It's free. If you do donate, they do take the money out of your bank account every month. So you might want to stop it or keep doing it. We're very grateful for anything. Willip, that is some super guitar. We've played music together before, haven't we, Greg? The seven of us.
Yes.
We well, you hosted the Royal Variety Show.
Yeah.
Mm, and we were your little band for a song.
It was really triumphant, wasn't it, Alex?
And stressful.
Yes.
Do you remember the song?
Yeah, I do. I'm not sure I remember how to play it, actually. And I don't remember the words. But yeah, I've lost my plectrum.
What does it look like?
It's like a little piece of plastic.
And what does it do?
You strum the strings with it.
Do you want a music stand as well, Greg?
That'll be too big, I think.
Hey!
Good joke. I've got one.
Shall I just start then?
Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah.
My nan likes to potter in the garden, although she will concede that the cold rather gets to her knees. My nan likes doing cryptic crosswords, and the kettle's always on cause she drinks Ender's cups of tea. And your nan's the queen. My nan nibbles shortbread biscuits.
Of course she does, they're delicious.
She's not allowed to drive, so she either gets a bus or a train.
Subsidised travel.
My nan, she worries about the weather.
What if it's chilly?
She always has a brolly in a handbag in case of rain. And talking of rains, your nan's the constitutional head of state. And no one can form a government without a consent. Descended from a 1,000-year monarchy. And my nan's face is not on money.
Nans!
They're both just normal nans. They're both just normal nans. They're both just normal nans. My nan likes egg and chips.
She dips her chips in the egg.
She doesn't have a flag to raise to tell me that she's home.
She's just always home.
Your nan, she has a name on ships.
She doesn't dip her chips in the egg.
And they both have very different seats that they describe as a throne.
What's the toilet?
My nan says a lady should have a hat for every occasion. And when your nan isn't wearing a hat, sir, kept in a fortress, they're guarded by ravens.
Nans,
they're both just normal.
Nans,
they're both just normal.
Nans,
they're both just normal.
Nans,
your nan has lots of footmen. My nan sees a footman on Tuesdays because she's got corns. Your nan, she has a coat of arms. My nan has a body warmer, which is a coat with no arms. Your nan's face is on my nan's tea towels. Use her to dry her plate. My nan's the chairman of the local bridge club. Yours is the defender of the Christian faith. Your nan's seen off 12 prime ministers. My nan's lived through 7 cats. Your nan's been accorded many titles. My nan has a court above her bath. And your nan was played by Helen Mirren. And every single swan is hers to keep.
And eat.
Your nan accidentally invented coronation chicken. And by 3 p.m. on Christmas Day, my nan is asleep. Nans, they're both just normal nans. They're both just normal
nans.
Both just normal
nans.
Piano solo.
there were some things we weren't allowed to do in that. I wanted to call Megan Gregan in the show. We weren't allowed to do that.
Nope. Disrespectful.
Yep. We were allowed to... they were allowed to drink. You drank quite a bit, the band.
Drank loads.
Oh, heavily, yeah.
Did you know I was not allowed to bring on effigies of them?
What sort of effigies were you going to bring on of them?
I bought some dolls from America that cost nearly £400. And it was two different sets of Harry and Meghan dolls that at the last minute Kensington Palace deemed disrespectful.
No, thank you. No effigies.
No, thank you. And now I've got them. I've got them in my flat.
Oh, well, that's something.
So if you want to do a competition, I'll happily send those dolls out to one of your listeners.
Yeah, we'll do that.
They're £400 worth.
Do you want the money?
No.
Right. We'll do a competition.
If you do send me the money, I'd only burn it like the KLF anyway.
You always do, don't you? Every time
I always
get paid.
Do.
Here we go. There's a man called Matthew Godfrey who might have to move house soon. So this is a plea to his landlord in the form of a catchy tune. Don't evict Mr. Godfrey. Don't turf him out just yet. Matthew Godfrey is a very nice man. He's not an awful get. Stop. Well, if we ever get the chance to do... When we have the chance to go on the Royal Variety Command performance again...
Yeah. the next time they ask us?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we've decided what we're going to do in our bit, and we're going to perform a song as Jorge and Jesus. You're not involved in this. This is a section we want to do by ourselves,
okay.
If that's all right, Greg. I think the Queen would be a fan of this. It's a duet between two horses from Lagos.
She likes her horses, doesn't she?
She loves her horses, and she loves Lagos, famously.
If you need me to do a guitar solo...
At
any point, just give me a nod.
Oh, okay.
I can't do a guitar solo.
Well, we definitely will ask you. Yeah. It won't be during this one. This is a very delicate song.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
We have some visuals for this, which we might put a picture on the internet or something for this.
I mean, you really should.
It's quite exciting. We've got two actual horses in the room. Yeah. Okay. Willip, are you ready?
I was born ready.
You were born in Reading. Right, here we go.
One, yep. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
While Jorge and Jesus, the horses from Lagos, saddle up and fly, the world passes by. This week those two horses are dicking around in space. Jorge's got purple space gates.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Legend.
Classic Jorge.
And hey, Jesus is manning the spaceship, which is shaped like a horseshoe.
Hey, Jesus.
Hey Jorge.
What, Jesus?
I'm scared.
What are you scared of, Jesus?
I'm afraid of the shape of the planets.
Why?
Sphere.
Okay, so that's sort of how the song's going to progress. A little part. Do you get the joke?
It's sphere.
Sphere, yeah.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
Sounds a bit like fear.
Yeah, but your face didn't register anything. There was no amusement or anger.
But my brain fully registered the joke.
And just tick, that's a joke. And then
I enjoy watching them with the horse heads on.
Okay.
On the plus side, Hazers.
What, Jorge?
The stars are pretty, aren't they? The prettiness must give you a little comfort.
A little comfort. That is some constellation.
Okay. Less subtle, that one. You're nodding.
Yeah, but I sort of feel blackmailed into doing a facial reaction now.
Emotionally?
Well, I guess, yeah, there's an emotional connection of sorts between us. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, you can carry on, Jorge.
Hey, Jorge.
What, Jesus?
I'm hungry.
Why don't you eat a Mars bar?
That's it, is it? It
says applause on my part.
You don't have to do anything, Greg, for that one.
Yeah.
Hey, Jorge.
What, Jesus?
I don't want a Mars bar.
What do you want? Something more significant.
Something meteor.
Oh, I quite like that one.
So I don't want to kill the vibe or anything. It's just it's just not for me.
Hey, Jesus.
What, Jorge?
After your meal, your breath will stink.
Have you any advice for such a scenario?
Apollo.
I don't get that one.
Polo mint.
Hey, Jesus.
What, Jorge?
You'll need more than Apollo. You'll need a Hubble bath.
Okay, I'm going to just check how long's left.
That's 5 out of 9. 6 out of 9.
Oh. It's good news.
Let's push through then.
That's not very nice, Jesus.
After your bath, you could slip on your new indoor slip-on shoes.
My extra two espadrilles.
Now, there's a lot of work going into that one, Greg. My extra two espadrilles. Extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
You'll also need a haircut. You look a disgrace.
Really?
Yes.
What barber do you suggest?
Snippy Eclipse.
I mean, I don't know what that means.
Don't get that one at all.
It's just ridiculous. And it's almost like his horse's mask has collapsed in sympathy.
Yeah, it's gone a bit flappy. No, your one's fine, Will. Joe's is a bit... Joe, just give your head a shake. Two more, is it?
Yeah, these are the worst ones.
Okay.
Are you talking about the hairdresser which orbits the Earth?
Yes.
But that one went up in flames.
Did it, Hazers?
Yes, it set alight. I'll tell you something else that set alight, Jorge.
What's that?
I'll give you a clue. It's massive and it's the seventh planet from the sun.
I give up.
Your fat ass.
I mean, he's enjoying it.
Your fat ass.
I think like Uranus. I guess that's what they didn't want to say, Uranus.
Oh, I see. So they've gone there. They rug pulled it at the end.
Yeah.
And then the horse with the collapsed face really laughed.
While Jorge and Jesus, the horses from Lagos, saddle up and fly, the world passes by.
Greg? Yeah?
Yeah, really good. Yeah. Really good planet puns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We play some games in the podcast. Do you like playing games?
I love playing games.
Great. Well, this one is called Name This Tune. So I'm going to read some lyrics out. You have to name this tune.
Okay.
We're going to have some the different music to the song's music underneath the lyrics to put you off.
Okay.
Can we start with some formal music from the saxophone and drums, please? Some formal music. So just, you only have one guess. Here we go. I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. Knows it. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it.
I know it.
Oh, yep. Stop the music.
I believe it's R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly.
It is! And this is how it should have sounded. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. But I can't. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. And stop. I think it's fine if you do it through the voice of Orville.
I think it's good. And it's also nice that R. Kelly is probably too busy to sue you.
He's busy, is he?
He's busy.
Busy man.
Yeah.
Okay, second one now.
He's got a few things going on, apparently.
Can I have some medieval piano, please, underneath this one? You've got one out of one so far. If you get three out of three, you get a T-shirt. A green T-shirt. Here we go. Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. Some people need to help somebody when the edge of surrender's in sight. Don't you worry. It's gonna be all right. 'Cause I'm always ready. I won't let you out of my sight. I'll be ready. I'll be ready. Never you fear. No, don't you fear.
Bzzz.
Yep.
I don't know. I've just created the buzzer.
Bzzz. Bzzz.
I think it's the theme from Baywatch by
He's
Michael
got
Hasselhoff.
It! Two out of two. And it should sound like this.
By Michael Hasselhoff.
By Michael Hasselhoff. Yeah.
I'll be ready.
Never you fear.
Oh, no,
Okay, and the last one now.
Can I tell you that David Hasselhoff once contacted me?
Yes, please.
And said, and I've never spoken to him or met him, and he said, "Hello, Greg, could you contact me as much of urgency?" I quote, mm-hmm. And I did contact him, and he was wanting to invite me to see a pantomime he was in Southend.
Did you go? At the pavilion?
I didn't, unfortunately. I wasn't available.
Never been contacted.
As a matter of urgency.
As a matter of urgency. Okay. I have subsequently met him, and he was really, really nice.
Muscly still?
Pretty muscly, mm-hmm. And it was on a panel show, and before he went on the panel show, he said we'd have to wait so he could do some press-ups.
Well, interestingly, in our tour show, we do a Zumba routine near the end of the show, yeah. And I wear a vest, and Ed wears a vest. Ed is the pianist, and he did some press-ups before going on stage so that he would look muscly, and he hurt himself and had to go to hospital.
Yes.
What did you do to yourself?
I just pulled a muscle in my chest.
But he thought he was having a heart attack. That's the best bit.
How many shows did you do that routine before going on? Do you normally do?
No.
It was the first time you did
it? Yeah.
And it was to make yourself look more muscly?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to explore this more, but Ed looks genuinely angry.
I know, I'm thinking, well, it looks angry and ashamed. Do you want to talk about it more?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Why would you want to look muscly in that bit? Because, I mean, you're standing next to me.
And do you know how exercise works?
No, that's the problem.
You do it for 20 seconds and then you're ready. Although we heard that the Robbie Williams' dancers do that before going on. Is that right, Mark? We can.
Yeah, but they're all athletes.
Oh, I see.
They all exercise regularly.
Oh, I see.
You don't see it. Yeah.
No, I don't particularly see the problem in it.
My friend Richard did one sit-up once and pulled a muscle in his stomach, and his stomach was so swollen within 10 minutes, it looked like he was pregnant. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. One sit-up.
Oh, I'm tempted to make everyone do a sit-up. We need to do the last one in this Name This Tune feature. Here we go. Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
I'm going down.
Buzz in when you know it.
To shoot my...
Hey, Joe.
Yep.
Where are you going with that?
I'm going downtown.
Hmm. So buzz in when you know it.
Oh, buzz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what is yeah, it? Yeah.
It's Hey, Joe.
It is Hey, Joe.
By,
it's a funny one, wouldn't it?
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, or is it? It should sound like this.
Hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand? I said, hey Joe, where you going with your gun in your hand? I'm going to shoot my old lady down. I caught her messing around, her messing around town.
See, we put it on the Beatles.
Yeah.
Now, there's a bit in this Beatles song, Greg, I don't know if you've heard it, where it goes, la, 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 la. We've discovered the original words to that bit, which yep. They've replaced with la, so we're going to sing that now. Mark, can you get us to that bit, please?
How do I do that?
You go, then you'll begin to make it better, 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 better. Darling, I can't find my shoe. I don't know what to do. Hey, Jude. It's now a 8:15. We're gonna be late. Hey, Jude. What are you doing up there? Still washing your hair? So I'm just waiting for you. Hey, Jude, are you listening to me? I'm Richard Madeley, you're Jude. How can you just disappear? The taxi is here. Hey Jude, she's here. It's about Judy Finnegan, the original one,
right?
Hmm?
And Paul McCartney, new Judy,
new
Finnegan.
Judy Finnegan, yeah. And he was,
and Richard Madeley.
Well, yeah, well he was pretending to be Richard Madeley in that one, in Hey Jude.
But in order to pretend to be someone, you have to be aware of who they are.
Yeah, yeah, he's well aware of Madeley.
Well, Madeley would have been about 8 when that was written.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm saying
so it checks out.
There's flaws in
no, it checks out.
I mean, it technically checks out.
Yeah. Give me a B. Now I've got a B, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to add on E and J, and then I'm going to make an Amin fit to make Benjamin. Give me a C. Now I've got a C, and that is just the second starter. I'm going to add an Arter, and now we've all got Benjamin Carter. Benjamin Carter!
Carter.
Benjamin Carter. Oh, Greg, are you enjoying being here on the podcast?
I am really enjoying it, actually, yeah.
I like you very much. My favourite things about you.
Yeah.
Really?
I'd really like to know.
I've got 3 favourite things about you, and then you're going to say 5 favourite things about
me.
Is
tenacity one of them?
Sort of. I've got you don't mind sprawling all over a chair when you're relaxing.
See, I've heard this section on your podcast before, and you've actually picked out quite nice, thoughtful things for other people. And I knew that when it came to me, that you'd be really struggling.
Very relaxed on the chair. You just
yes,
really...
what? So I sit lazily
let
on
it all
a chair.
Go. Yep. You let me ride your electric bike
know,
up and down the street.
Yeah, okay.
And sometimes you wear just a caftan when you're in Spain.
Yeah.
And you said you just sometimes...
And you don't even know that. I told you, that.
Well, so I do know it.
So you can't think of 3 nice things to say about me, and we've done 8 series of a TV
you
show.
You don't wear anything underneath it, and you just lift it up and do a wee.
Yeah, yeah, I told you that story.
Why would that not be one of my favourite things?
It was genuinely... I was so liberated. I only did it once, and I did it off a wall. So the wee had to tumble down about 10 feet as well. It was majestic. It was 6 a.m. And my girlfriend at the time was asleep.
And out you went?
Yep.
Off it went?
Lifted it up. Didn't touch myself. And I weed freely.
Lucky it wasn't windy.
Yeah, it wasn't,
though. All sorts of trouble.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Oh, what are your 5 favourite things about me, Craig, with some pianist music underneath, please? Number 1.
It's incredible, though. You've had ages to think about the 3 favourite things.
A yes, couple of months. Yeah.
And one of them is a second-hand anecdote. One is me, how I sit on a chair. I don't even remember what the second one is.
The other one was him. You
let me ride a
bike. Him something.
Yeah, you lent me your bike.
Okay.
Went up and down the street. Very generous and tenacious.
Yeah. Mm. I've let all sorts of people go on that electric bike, Alex.
Who?
Not enemies, but certainly people I don't care for.
Went really fast when I pedalled.
Why do I have to think of 5 things?
Well, we always do 5. I just couldn't get... I couldn't go with 3.
Unbelievable.
Well, I couldn't do 4. 4 wouldn't be right, so it was 3 in the end.
All right, then.
Yep.
My 5 things I like about you are... I think you're very calm. I find you a very calm presence.
Thank you, Greg.
I think you have genuinely terrible taste in clothing, but I don't think you care.
Hey, okay, well, I'm no longer calm.
I genuinely don't think you care what you look like.
No, that is true.
And I admire that because I do worry about what I look like.
You always wear black.
Yeah, that's I'm hiding my fat. But I like that.
3 more.
I like that tooth in your bottom set of teeth.
The dirty one.
That face is both dirty and face points towards your tongue. And I like that you're not offended when I, or seemingly not offended when I mention it.
No, no, no. Last one.
I like your wife.
How much?
An appropriate amount.
Thank you. Thank you.
And finally, I think you're quite a rarity. I think you're a genuinely decent chap.
This is very touching.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Greg.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd be able to handle that.
No, I can't really.
All you can think about is me pissing off a wall, I imagine. Unbelievable.
Beautiful music as well.
I wish the caftan had got covered in piss. It would have been a better end to the story.
Well,
I've got other stories where I shat myself on a velvet sofa. You can have that if you want. True, by the way.
We don't need any more details to that. Okay, I think. Yeah. Now, Willip the bassist has written you and me a short play to perform now.
Great. Right.
Do you know the song Wind the Bobbin Up?
No.
Do you not?
No.
Oh, problems here.
I think it's all about the performance. Okay. 100%.
As so many of the great plays yes. are.
Okay, well, I'm ready.
Wind the bobbin up.
I don't want to wind the bobbin up.
Wind the bobbin up.
I don't want to wind the bobbin up.
Wind the bobbin up.
I don't want to wind the bobbin up.
Why don't you just wind the bobbin up?
I don't want to wind the bobbin up.
Just wind the bobbin up.
I don't want to wind the bobbin up.
Wind the bobbin up.
I don't want to wind the bobbin up.
Wind the bobbin up.
I don't want to wind the bobbin up.
Wind the bobbin up.
I don't want to wind the bobbin up.
Wind the bobbin up.
I don't want to wind the bobbin up.
Wind the fucking bobbin up.
There we go. That was the debut performance of Wind the Bobbin Up.
Made me spit a bit, that did.
Yeah, that was not in the script. That was a ad-libbed spit. We did a dongle yonks ago for Mr. Adrian Dare, but now he's back, and so we sing another one with care. Adrian, we thank you for your excellent donation. We also think you've always had outstanding concentration. You look at something really hard for hours at a time. So well done for your focus and your lack of doing crime. You're focused and you don't steal things, the perfect combination. So once again, we thank you, Adrian, for your kind donation. Shut up, Bossa Nova! Right, well, let's play a quick game of... Yes, I'm the guy who can handle the hottest stuff. So in this game, you're all going to play your instruments. So it's back with the guitar.
Me?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'm going to read out hot things. You'll all be playing your instruments. If you've ever touched the hot thing that I read out, you can keep playing. If you haven't, you have to stop. So the last person playing is the guy who can handle the hottest stuff.
Can we play GE minor CD?
Would have thought so. Okay, everyone understand the rules?
Yes.
I know they've all touched things. Have they touched the hottest things? Here we go. A cheese toastie. Anyone not touched a cheese toastie? No, no, I'm still playing. A car bonnet in the height of summer. The forehead of an ill person. Ben, whose forehead have you touched?
My mother's.
Your mother's? Why did you touch your mother's forehead?
When she was ill.
Okay. A hot egg. And they've all handled the eggs. Curry with your hands. You all been in with your hands? Yes. Hand warmers. An urn, a very recent urn. So the ashes are stray in there. Is that not a thing that happens? Or like an hot...
urn of tea.
Oh, yes. Yes, all that. Yes, all right, we got that. Thank you. Hot wax. Hot wax on your chest. Naughty boys. Everyone. Oh, God. Oh, we've lost the pianist. A radiator that was really hot, like really, really hot.
A what? A radiator?
A really hot radiator.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hot shoes.
Your hands.
Yeah, hot shoes.
What do you mean, hot shoes?
I don't know, it just says hot shoes. Ever touched hot shoes?
What about flip-flops?
Yeah, if they're hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we've all touched hot shoes. The inside of an animal, somehow. The innards of an animal. Yeah, you might have teased something out of it. Cooked. Not cooked. Oh, it could be cooked. Doesn't say it couldn't be cooked.
How does a cow give birth?
Do we have to have ourselves inside the animal?
Some of you have to be, yeah, has to be inside the animal.
Well, I had some tweezers inside an animal once. Is that okay?
Did you graze any of it with your fingers?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, okay.
Certainly I would have been tapping around the anus.
We've still got drums, saxophone, bass and guitar. Something in a cauldron. No one's touched anything in a cauldron.
You mean saucepan?
Yeah. An engine. Flames. A bit of wood when you've rubbed it a lot. You know what I mean? You rub it. Yeah. Hot toothpaste. Well, there we go. This is a draw. The last two were a bucket of soup and Mount Etna. Not a bad one. But now it's back to the language classroom with Joe Auckland.
Hot toothpaste. This is cauliflower, right?
Don't give it away.
One, two, three. As a Loria Carfiol, Collis Pasta.
No, that word sounds familiar.
Canapita,
well, they all sound like the word.
Bloom cow, blood fries.
Yeah, that's German, I think. And here's the translation.
Cauliflower, cauliflower. Cauliflower.
Beautiful song, and of course,
cauliflower,
educational too.
Cauliflower.
That's provided the backbone of the whole podcast. So thank you, Joe.
You're
welcome. I found that one quite haunting.
Quite sad.
Yeah.
We might do that at your funeral, Joe.
Please do. Genuinely. I'd like it to be known that if I die, I want that piece played at my funeral.
Do you think if Joe dies in the next year, you'll go to the funeral, Greg?
I don't think it would be appropriate.
For you to go?
No.
Well, I'd like you to come.
Oh, then I'll be there.
Great.
It'd be inappropriate now if you didn't go.
Yeah. Now I definitely
if
will.
If I die, it's going to be a bit awkward.
If I died, would you be expecting an invite to my funeral?
You don't get invites, do you? That's the problem.
Well, my mum's got a very strict policy.
You going before your mum?
I mean, realistically, yes. The woman's strong as an ox.
And, of course, you.
You've seen.
Yeah, I've seen.
You've seen the image.
Well, listen.
I have wind the bobbin up at my funeral as well. That version, if
yes,
that would justify your presence.
We'll say yes now.
I could do the nun. I could do the full nun song at your funeral.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
John Keddy ate an apple on his way to work one day. He didn't eat the core, he just threw that bit away. But John Keddy threw the apple core so hard it hit a cow, and the cow, it fell right over, and it hit another cow. That cow rolled down a mountain and landed on a sheep. That got squashed so much it lost its voice and can no longer bleat. So, John Keddy, please be careful when you chuck away your core. It isn't fair that little sheep can't make no noise no more. Stop! well, you do quickly have a chance to win a car. It's a game of Rolls Royce. Mm-hmm. Have you played Rolls Royce before?
No.
Okay. All you've got to do is roll your R's for the longest possible time while saying a Roy of my choice. The person who Rolls Royce the longest wins. So it's one.
What do I win?
Rolls Royce, probably.
Okay.
You like cars?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever owned a Rolls Royce?
Never,
well,
no.
This is your chance. So you've got one breath, and your Roy is a Roy who wore glasses, dyed his hair black, was a member of the Travelling Wilburys, sometimes called the Big O, but also sometimes called the Roy or Buffalo. It's Roy or Bison. So you've got to roll your R's and say Roy Orbison for the longest time.
In one continual
breath, just I can't roll my R's. I'll start it when the Roy starts.
Them.
20.7 seconds. And you're in the lead. You are now in the lead.
I think I can do way better than that.
No, well, you didn't.
Okay.
Well, that's it. That's it. You're in the lead, Greg. 20.7 seconds to beat. I'll let you know if you've won a Rolls Royce.
Thank you.
In a couple of weeks' time.
Thank you very much.
But there we go. You can go now, Greg. Thank you. In fact, thanks everyone. Thank you for listening. You at home. Thanks to Joel Porter for mixing. Thanks to the pool at Miloko and Jamie and Ben for recording it. Thanks to Joe, Mark, that guy, Will and Ben for playing. And thanks to our best guest ever by miles, Greg Davis.
Thank you.
We'll see you very soon. Goodbye. One, two, three, four, five. Stop. This is just to say, oh, shucks. Thanks for giving us $5. Emma Fletcher, Andrew Peeling, David Burford, Alex Grant, Cara Compass, Juan Violet Snow, Sean O'Brien, Tim Kennington, Cameron Clough, Daisy Hilliard, Bruce Bailey, Chez Parry, Will Atkins, Tim Llewellyn. Thank you, guys. You're sizzling a hot mess with six old men. You're 20 degrees and we're eager to please. I'm a naked man under my dungarees.
The sun is so hot, but it's so far away. I'm not gonna pop any sunblock on today. I take off my top, I walk around the block, and I come back.
Days, they seem so long. Feel the burn of the sunny song. It's the sound of summer. Total eclipse of a calm. These days.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.